There is a young priest who, as young priests often do, consistently overbooked himself. This isn't about me, by the way. It's a different young priest. But I ran into that same problem, though. But he was constantly running from one ministry, one event, to the other. And one particular night, there was an all-day youth mission trip that had occurred, and he was scheduled to speak after their barbecue dinner that evening. And so, being true to himself, 10 minutes before he was to speak, he flew into the venue, clearly having rushed from another place. He quickly grabbed a plate of food, went to his assigned table, and started to wolf down as much as he could before he had to go up and speak. Now, sitting at that same table was this old Monsignor. As he watched his young co-worker in the vineyard ferociously shove food into his mouth, he gently stopped him and said, Hey, slow down. You have time to eat. They can wait. That Monsignor taught that young priest and myself through him an important life lesson: the importance of taking care of oneself. Personally, I actually repeat those words to myself when I find me running around and I have to eat as fast as possible to get to the next thing. And I find myself in those times pausing and saying, Tim, I have time to eat. Slow down. This is something that we struggle with as Catholics, and especially in America: taking proper care of oneself. And we can lay that kind of Catholic guilt upon us and think that we always have to be doing something. When we do take time for ourselves, we can actually feel guilty for taking that time because there's something else that we could do. And fortunately, we can place this idea as something coming from God, that the more we do, the more we get done, the more productive we are, the more God will love us. If I get an A+ in my report card of good works for God, then he will love me even more. And when I don't, he will then love me less. It's a very American mindset. But we see in our gospel that this is not how God loves us. As we hear of the disciples who come back from a day of hard work, they were out teaching and, yes, even doing good works. But they were doing it so much that they did not even have an opportunity to eat. And so our Lord says to them, he says, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. How beautiful is that? The disciples are perhaps expecting that after giving their report to Jesus, that he was going to give them their next marching orders. Like, that's great, you did this, now go do this over here. But Jesus sees how hard the disciples have worked, and out of his concern and love for them, he says, slow down. You have time to rest. Shows us that one of the concrete ways God loves us is when we rest. And we see this from the start in the very beginning. Then in Genesis, after creating the world and everything in it, we hear that God rested on the seventh day. And as a reminder of this, he gives us Sunday, which is a day that he wants us to use as a day of rest. You shall rest on the Sabbath, keep it holy. And so coming to Mass on Sunday, or today, which is in preparation for Sunday, is like Jesus telling us, as he told the disciples, to come away with him to this deserted place of St. Joseph, away from the world, and simply to rest a while. Every Sunday Mass, we get to rest from the week that we have just completed. And we can get this confused sometimes, because we can make Sunday Mass into something that is another obligation for us to do, another thing that we have to do. Well, I got to go to Mass on Sunday. And yet, it's not an obligation to do something, but to rest from something, the work of the week. It's an obligation because the Lord knows that we need time for rest. Rest from the world, the work we have done, and rest from the burdens of our life. And God sees how tired we are from working in the vineyard of our life and says, "Come, you who have labored and are burdened, slow down. The world, your work, your burdens can wait. You have time to eat. Eat here at this Eucharistic banquet." This is so important because when you not have proper rest, not just on Sunday, but every day, then we become like that crowd that Christ encounters later in the gospel, that crowd who are like sheep without a shepherd, and we begin to wander in our life. I don't know if you've noticed that, but when we are so busy that we don't even know the purpose of what we're doing anymore, we just have to get it done and then move on to the next thing. And what begins to happen then is we begin to stray to other things then. Alcohol, the internet, complaining, gossiping, excessive buying. Anything that can distract us from our busyness. And the devil, he himself, he loves this. In fact, there's an acronym for the word busy, which is burdened under Satan's yoke. This is why when our Lord sees the crowd, he has pity for them, and he has pity for us, for he sees our restlessness, and out of his love for us, wants to give us rest. And yet the rest he wants to give us is not just doing nothing. This rest is not watching TV or scrolling through social media. As we know from these our own experiences, that these things often don't give us real rest. They actually can tire us out more. Not bad things, but not true rest. And the rest Christ wants to give us is renewing, refreshing rest. A rest with himself. One that makes the yoke we carry light. I don't know, again, if you haven't noticed, it's interesting how after Mass or when we pray, things that perhaps we were burdened with just don't feel as heavy anymore. That they're not gone, they're still in our life, but their weight no longer feels crushing. Because this is the rest that Jesus wants, loves to give to us. And so let us let God love us with rest. To find that deserted place at home and in prayer, that deserted place here at Mass, deserted place of perhaps spiritual reading, gazing at beautiful religious art, or even the beauty of creation. And we will learn, as that young priest learned, that even though we may be in the midst of running from one thing to another, the world can wait, our work can wait, our burdens can wait, and we have time for rest. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while."